Hello, hello. You guys know how much I love you, right? Well, if you don't, just know that I'm here talking in my car and it's 85 degrees and I have no AC because that would be too loud. Sometimes I do this at night and it's a lot easier now that it's getting hotter, but oh well, I really wanted to get on here. I just got back from the gym, as I normally do. I talk to you guys because that's the time that I'm alone. If you are new here, that's what we do. We intuitively talk and have conversation with myself. I talk for the collective. I talk for a lot of people. I know that people, we're all feeling some sort of way, and it seems to be that just the more that we can talk, the less we feel alone, just knowing that other people are struggling in some sort of way, even if your life is like completely different than mine, there's something that I'm going through that you're like, oh, I get that in a different way, but I get that. Isn't that cool how we can connect that way? But yeah, that's what I do here on these podcasts. But this one is, I do have a topic that I want to start with, that topic being magic. You're not going to be surprised because, you know, this is the Grow in Your Magic podcast. And when I used to have guests on, I used to always ask them, like, what does magic mean to you? And I loved hearing everybody's interpretation of magic and how magic plays in their life and how they do their magic. And there's so many different ways to take it, and that's something that I kind of wanted to dive into. If you've been going along this journey with me and you've listened to any of my guest conversations, you'll know that we have that conversation, and you've been able to think about it yourself of what is your magic, how do you perform magic, what does magic mean to you? Does magic leave a specific taste in your mouth? Is it like you think magic and you're like, oh, Disney Channel magic and Harry Potter magic and whatever the magic comes to you? Is it, did you grow up thinking that magic was evil? Did you, like, what is it? How much, just like, dig deep, blah, blah. That's what happens when I have a lot of thoughts all at once. They all try to come out at one time. And whichever one gets through wins. It's a game, apparently, for these thoughts. So, yeah. And I do channel a lot, too. So, just giving these warnings. I let spirit talk. And when I overthink it, that's sometimes, too, when my tongue gets tied. Or I'm saying something that I'm not supposed to say. So, if I don't get back to it, that means, oh, that wasn't supposed to talk about that or in that way. However, just knowing, like, yeah, feeling inside yourself of what magic invokes in you. There's so many different ways. So let's talk about some of them. Like, what, when you're like, okay, this is a magical moment, like, what makes it magical? It's something that brings you joy. It's something that is just like perfect in your own eyes, even with the imperfections. That's what makes it so perfect and so enjoyable and memorable too. Magical moments are memorable. Magic that some people could say magic is miracles. The miracles that are day-to-day life, the miracles that are like childbirth, miracles that are people healing from diseases, miracles that you just so happen to like swerve out of the way of oncoming vehicle without even knowing it, or just whatever, coincidences, meeting the love of your life is magic. Death has magic to it. There's just the God working kind of magic. And then there's magic that you can perform as well. And knowing your power. Your magic is your power. And what you specifically offer to the world in your own special way. What your talents are. The way that you treat people. Your specific, unique style of living is your magic. cooking is magic. And that would kind of bring me to another point, in a sense, too, of magic, a new way of seeing magic for me. So you have all these other ways that nobody could deny that those things are magical. Like somebody's smile or a baby's laugh, those kinds of things. You're like, yeah, that's magical. And then there's like more of a technical term of magic that might get a lot more people like, oh, ew, magic, ew, what? That's satan. They say that's satanic, or whatever. But breaking it down into more of like physical things, being able to connect with the divine, like tarot is, that's magic, but like it's magic with a K, as we like to call it in more of the pagan community, the witchy community. And we've talked about it in the past that I have hesitation for using the word like witchy because of the connotations it has. And we can have a whole episode on that. I think I have held back on having a whole episode on that, but to understand what it is, it's just like we're all witches in some sort. But yeah, it's not a bad thing. It's just being more in tune with nature. Me specifically, it's more of a like, yeah, I believe in God, but I believe in so much that there's different, like all the different deities are just like they're extensions of God. That, I guess, sums it up right there for more of the deity side of it for me. However, with magic for me is a way to connect to the earth, a way to connect to myself, my higher self, and to the divine, and to show the divine that I am working alongside it, and I want to put my intentions into things and different. So we'll go back to, I guess, more of the technical term of what I'm talking about, this type of magic. And so back in 2020, like, I've been doing this for a while, like, learning about making spells and intention bottles and oils and candles and having an altar and putting intentions into things and just so many different rituals and stuff like that. That, like, full moon rituals. What it is, again, for me, is connecting to the earth, taking these different elements, different herbs, different oils, different smells, different candles. They all have different associations with them. So when you take, like, you're going to make a spell jar, an intention jar, you're okay, I was on TikTok back in 2020, what I was going to say. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place, but if you're new, you know. I was on TikTok in 2020, and I made a video of making a spell jar to boost my milk supply for my son when he was born. Wow. Okay. Milk supply was kind of low. So what I did was I took a jar and I took different herbs that meant different things of like abundance and hope and love. And I looked up like different things like milk thistle, and I opened up like my milk, mother's milk tea. So I used all the herbs from that, and I put some crystals in there, and then I put a little bit of my expressed milk into the jar. And for me, that was a symbolism of, this is my intention of, this is what I want more abundance of. To me, it felt totally aligned with what I was trying to accomplish. All right, guys, sorry. I had to turn on the AC for a little bit, but I am back now. Dedication. Anyway, so the lactation spell jar thingy that I made that. It was such a cute little video, and TikTok was at the beginning, and I posted it and it went viral. And I had to explain to a lot of people what magic was, so I kind of like went into explaining more about spell jars and intentions and I got like way well over 1 million views on it, and I got like 26,000 followers just all from that. And I had a lot of people understanding and supporting, and a lot of people totally freaked out, and a lot of people disgusted or whatever, or just like, we'll just feed your kid formula and like all these different things. It's like, wow, people just don't understand that there's different people out there. I didn't post it with the intention of it blowing up. I was just like, oh, I just kind of want to remember this. I don't know. It's fine. And then, yeah, TikTok got all weird with their algorithms, and I couldn't make any more videos that got anything like anything over 100, really. So I was just like, ah, there's not enough return on investment in this, and it just takes too much time away. So yeah, I just didn't want to constantly have to learn another social media. But anyway, that's kind of besides the point, but kind of not. It did make me learn more and get more into the spell jars, because I'm like, wow, why do people think this is so bad? Like, people just don't understand what it is. It's just putting your own intention on something, and that gives it magic. Your thoughts, your brain produces it. It's whether you look for something, and if you don't believe in the divine, and you just are looking for the right signs because it's on your mind, instead of like, oh, I just want this. If you write it down, if you make an intention on it, if you do something for protection, you do believe in the divine, and you believe in spirits and the gods and goddesses or whatever you believe in, it helps like add protection. Symbolism is a huge thing. There's like symbols for peace, symbols for love, sigils that you can make that you put your own intention onto, and it means a specific thing to you. There is a, like, you could use any herb for any reason, but the fact that there are, and crystals, oh my gosh, like, crystals are huge, and that's a huge thing that people can get all up in arms about, too. Like, it's just a rock or whatever, but it's, there are certain vibrations of these elements that multiple people have come to the conclusion of, like, yeah, that's what it feels like, or having enough of it, of a number of people believing that like lavender is calming, then it's gonna be calming. It's just like it almost makes it that vibration in a sense too. There's so many scientific ways of looking at it, and it's really just whatever resonates with you. I don't think there's any wrong. You can believe whatever you want to believe. If you believe it enough, it's gonna be true for you in those aspects. So yeah, I do like full moon rituals and new moon rituals of just like, yeah, I'm gonna expose all this and let this go, and then I want to start these new beginnings. I want to make these promises, put these intentions, and then like, okay, now I will cycle it again. I want to let this stuff go. I want to heal from stuff. And the moon to me is one of the highest forms of magic, because of the effects that it gives us, that it rules our emotions. So when it's full, or when it's new, or when it's half, you're feeling those effects, and where it is in the sky, the different pull that it has on you, and the different effects that it has on the different planets and aspects. When it's trine with your Venus or whatever it may be, it's learning those things. That is magic. Because you're like, oh my gosh, like, this is so magical. I want to learn more about it. And then there's things that just like make you happy, like little like fairies and dragons and different, really anything that just sparks that much joy that you would be like, I really want to learn more about this. And this is going to make my life better. These are the tools that I have that I want, and that it's just going to help my life thrive. Like, that's your magic. And I encourage you to look more into it and not be scared. But I think that there's a lot of misjudgments on a lot of different things, and a lot of us really do need to like look into something if we're so gung-ho it's a certain way. See what it does for you, and really what you believe in is your magic. And I think it's just so beautiful. And I really want to have more people on so that I can talk to them about that, because it's just one of my favorite things to talk about with people. It's like, what is your magic? Like, that's so cool. Like, what? You would do what? That's awesome. Painting? Oh my gosh, painting. Your paintbrushes, your magic wand. The things that you can create out of your own brain. And then something else that I have always said is like your... That's one thing that, like, witches that we use wands for and stuff. You're just amplifying your energy into a point, into like this. You can use your fingers, you can use your hands, you can conjure up that energy that you're putting into it and infusing it, the vibrations, you're infusing it, you're making those vibrations in your head, and then you point, and it's just an extension of your arm. And if you have like a crystals or something, it helps charge it up through those different vibrations of the crystals or the wood or whatever you're using. That's like the fun stuff. Like, it's nothing too crazy. It's a lot of it is the mind, and I just think it's so powerful. It's so powerful. So yeah, just that's one thing that I've been able to see, where it's like, you're just, we create magic, just like in Harry Potter, where you point a wand and then boom, something materializes, something changes, something happens. Well, that's just a sped up version. We point, like, if you point, boom, like, a house is built. Okay, but it's just a little bit slower than that sometimes. You point and you build with your hands, and you create with your mind, and you're creating something, and it comes together, and it does come together, and poof, it's there. You create something that wasn't there before. Same with a piece of art. You create something that wasn't there before. A baby, you created something that wasn't there before. Like, that's pretty magical. So see more of it around you. Like, just the fact that leaves are on trees, that's magical to me. So yeah, let's go ahead and leave it at that for now. Just wanted to kind of show you a little bit about what I think magic is, and my experiences with magic. And by the way, my milk supply did go back up. It definitely had a change in the supply, because I was also putting that intention into it, which made me think about it more, which made me pump more, which made me remember to drink more of my lactation drinks, and just the love and the energy that I put into it. Yeah, I created something that wasn't there before. So it's just cool. It's cool being able to see that. And if you're doubting it, you're gonna not be thinking about it that much. It's like a totem. It's like a reminder sometimes too. Like, you could have a necklace and you're like, this is my protection necklace. Cool. Well, then you're just gonna be thinking about it when you wear it. You're going to be thinking about, like, this is protection. So you're going to be more aware of things around you. God's going to be there to let you know, like, hey, this is danger, or happenstance. You step out of the way of something that's going to hurt you. I don't know why that keeps going in my head, but actually I do. It's kind of funny. Full circle. I was just at my mom's, in between, like, these two segments that I recorded, had to pick up something, and we somehow are talking about this truck. My husband has an old truck, and we were evacuated from a fire in 2020, and I had to drive the truck down because he was at a wedding in California, and this was the week before our wedding. Crazy times. Oh my God, I can't believe I lived through all that. But I had to drive the old truck that he just got, that has all these weird issues, I've never driven it before, down the mountain. And my mom remembers, and I don't remember it, but she remembers. She was like, yeah, you, like, I don't like that truck because it almost killed you. Like, you were driving it and the steering just kind of like jerked you over, and you were in the other lane and you almost got hit by a semi. And I have absolutely no idea how you survived that, and how you got out of the way in time. Like, she's like, I couldn't believe it. There was no other way than God. I thought you were squished. So It was interesting that I had given that example, and then my mom reminded me of that. Because I don't even remember it, because I was just like, no, I was just numb, and I hated driving that thing. She was like, I thought you were crying and swerving. I was like, yeah, I didn't have time to cry. I had to survive that week. That week was weird, and I hardly remember that week. That was a very crazy week. My God, just in every sense of the word crazy. The week before your wedding is already enough, but add getting evacuated from a fire, living out of a hotel with your 6-month son, making your own dress with your mom, your husband is at a wedding, for his cousin in California, who they had to move their wedding that was in June into the end of September because of COVID, but the guy that's getting married is marrying us, so they had to come here the week after. Though I think we had it set in October for a while, because I knew I wanted a fall wedding. And then, yeah, drama with one of your bridesmaids that had to make it all about her, and had like the just horrible like fight about it all, and I'm just like, you know what, I'm numb. Just whatever happens, I just want to get through this. I want to actually enjoy my wedding, which I did. Nothing bad happened that day. It was just insane because we had to move the whole venue. That I didn't even really say that we had to move the whole venue, not only be evacuated, but we had to move the venue, because that's where we were living up in the mountains. Where we're living now is where we're going to have the wedding, but a week later we had to move it to my parents' house. So yeah, very strange week, but I derail just a little something about me and my past. But that night was magical. So I'm going to go ahead and leave it here, because I do not have my tarot with me, and I would not do that in the car. So I do wait until I have like 5 to 10 minutes, because I sometimes can make that happen, to do my little tarot reading and see what tarot and the oracle and the divine spirit have to say about magic. Okay, I'm back. I don't know how long it's been, but I'm back. Isn't this fun? You guys just get to like time travel around with me. I'm just happy that I have found a way to be able to still connect. I think I'm just going to mention that in every episode, because I'm proud of myself for doing these. So patting myself on the back. You can pat me on the back by leaving me a review and sharing and listening, because it's just, it makes me so happy, because I go onto my Anchor app after not doing an episode for a while to come and record, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have more views than I thought that I would have by this point. So it really means a lot to me. So thank you for listening. I don't know who's listening or who's on here. I know that I feel the energetic ears. but right now, it's pretty silent, because on my end, except for me talking and the sounds of my shuffling, Atlas is falling asleep, and Lyra is, I think, taking a nap too next to me. She was looking at her contrast cards, and she had some tummy time. I think she wore herself out. She's so cute, though. She's wearing an oversized sweatshirt, because I got these 2 sweatshirts that have tiger print on them, and I'm obsessed with them, but they're like 18 months. She's 3 months, but she's wearing them anyway. She's so cute. All right. Get back into the zone. The sound of this was the shuffling. Okay, spirit, what? Wow, one just popped out already. Okay, so, wow, okay. The 8 of swords, remember, deuce, 3, and 2 more came out. Okay, wow. I was shuffling that whole time and nothing happened. As soon as I checked in, we actually have 4. Okay, cool. All right, let's go ahead and get into this. Again, I am using the Lightseer Tarot The Light Seer's Tarot by Chris Ann. So the first one that popped out, I'll try to do them in order, is the 8 of Swords. Let's just kind of see what pace I'm going to do here. So the mantra that comes with the 8 of Swords is, I am free to choose my healing and my light. Feeling stuck
a time to open your eyes to unveil the truth, having more options than you thought. An opportunity to let go of an old story. Okay, that is the theme here. I'm seeing that. I'm going to keep going a little bit more into this because I'm interested. We actually have three swords and the Hierophant. So the next one is the Knight of Swords. So I'm just going to stay in this little section of the booklet. Again, I love reading the booklet of this because it helps me get into the tarot a little bit more once I've been away from it. There's no shame in reading the book. It's so funny that people think that there is. The mantra for the Knight of Swords is, I move quickly to help others, and as I do, my dream expands. Haste, streamlined decision-making, intelligence, wit, determination, saving the day, the pursuit of excellence, ambition, being assertive, and success. So to let go of this old story, there's a person that is just wrapped up in all of her past stories with strings. And then the next one, the Knight of Swords, is running towards the dreams, running the steadfastness of that decision making. But you have to let go of these past stories before you can do that. And then what the Seven of Swords says is, I act from a place of love and morality, and the universe witnesses my honest intentions. So when the universe sees that we are ready and willing to let go of these stories that we have harboring, the universe is like, okay, cool. Then let's get on this. I want this for you, but you have to let go of what's holding you back, because you're the only one that's holding you back. Seven of Swords is still going further into that. Is it says deception or betrayal, taking only what's needed, the universe bearing witness to true intentions, getting away from something, being strategic, being grateful for the resources you have, and moving silently and quickly. I can already tell you that this is applying to my life in some big ways, that just me and Nick are having to let go of some big stories from the past so that we can move quickly towards our dreams, and to know that we are moving from a place of love, that like we want to do this, and the universe sees it. It's like, okay, cool, I see that your intentions are honest, you're true. And it's hard and it's easy to get hung up on the past. It's absolutely easy to. It's what we know. It's the familiar. But I'm really excited that the Hierophant card is here, because it says, like, once we get to that place, I'm putting all of the swords in one area, that this is what we have to do. And it's so crazy that they're all swords. All of them have crows in it. It's all about, that is a very clear message. And then we have the Hierophant. We have all these blues. We don't see any of the faces, really. One of the faces is covered up, closed eyes, back towards the card, side towards the card. We don't see their faces at all on two of these. So once we do that, then we have the Hierophant, which is bright pink, stares up to the heavens. This person that's laughing, fully facing the card. It's like, let go of all of that, and then you can be this. I am my own guru. And the guidance I need is rooted in my faith, my belief, and my unique essence. Tradition, a lesson, spiritual leader, a guide, enlightenment, awakening, in service of spirit. I'm going to read the whole thing on the Hierophant, because this is what we would need to into, and this is what we need to focus on. I'm not going to be sitting with these other swords for too long, because we know what we need to do. So as you search for your divine truth, you create framework of belief that help you to expand your consciousness and ground your faith into this reality. If you've been stuck in an old tradition or a structured way of acting or being that is no longer serving you, it is time to let it fall away in order to make space for a better version of you. The Hierophant serves as a gateway between divine source and the seeker. So be open to new paradigms, perspectives, and teachers in your life. Look to the patterns around you and strive to understand your own internal compass. Know that while there is wisdom in the teachings of the mystics, your voice, the voice of your own heart, is the one voice that matters the most. Find wisdom of the heavens within, and that is your magic. That is what this whole episode is even about. Is that, yes, you can go and learn and read as many books as you need to, but when it comes down to your own interpretation of your life and your own faith in yourself, that's where the magic really lies. There is magic when the divine, when source can work directly alongside you. And you choose to let go of the past. You cannot have that connection with spirit unless you let go of the past. It's plain and simple. That's what spirit wants, and spirit's watching. It's like, I'm here. Always, I will be here. I will have your back. But you have to let go of this baggage. Otherwise, you cannot see what I'm actually doing in your life. You're asking for miracles. I'm giving you these miracles, and you're not able to see them because it's not what you want. You have expectations from what your past is saying that you need. That's not what it's about. It's so easy. It's so human to forget that, to lose track. Shit. I'm sorry, guys. I don't edit these podcasts, so there was a little bit of a disturbance there. My cat has decided to be an indoor-outdoor cat from being indoor for, what, how old is he, 4 or 5 years? Which is totally okay. We're up in the mountains, a lot of places for him to hide. He actually hides, like, underneath our storage area. And I think he gets stuck, because this has happened a couple times. I think he gets stuck in something, and then he freaks out. Like, something's attacking him. And now I think he's trying to come in. But anyway, he freaks out, and he starts screaming. And it's terrifying. But he's always okay when he comes in. I'm like, okay. So I had to go check on him. Anyway. Apparently, all things happen for a reason. Spirit was stopping me. So I am wanting to pull a spirit card real quick. Our spirit animal card. And we have the squirrel spirit. It just says, believe in yourself. And I think that's super sweet. And I'm just going to leave it with that. Where... understand that you have the magic, you have the answers that you need, and there you don't need to doubt it. Spirit has made you, wonderfully made you, and gave you the resources. And by trusting in yourself is trusting in source, is trusting in divine. So have faith in yourself. Never let that go. Thank you again so much for listening to this episode. I really like making this podcast, and I'm really glad that I can keep going. If you liked it, if you feel inclined to, if you could leave me a review. I need to figure out some kind of incentive for other people to read reviews. Maybe I can do like a tarot card pull for you. If you're interested in that, let me know. The best way to contact me right now is... at Growing Your Magic on Instagram. If you want to send me a DM, I am absolutely ready and willing to talk to you. If you have any questions about anything that I talked about today or anything that I've talked about in past episodes, keep on listening so I can keep making these, and I feel determined and I feel the drive. If not, I'm still going to probably talk. I just have something to talk to, and if it helps anybody and somebody understands it, where I can come back and listen and remember my truth, then I'm down for it. Thanks again, and I'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye.